I want to continue today, maybe finish the Sif Dalet here in Sari Beis. Again, talk about Chaticha Nas Tavela. We discussed a little bit yesterday the relationship between Chaticha Nas Tavela and Efshel Sochto, which is sometimes appears almost interchangeable. Certainly, we assume that Chaticha Nas Tavela, the way I presented it, is predicated. You said it's, Aaron kind of said it, so it's heads and tails of the same coin, it relates. But the idea is that if Efshel Sochto is mutter, so you know, meaning that you can later on eliminate the dover usher that fell into this dover heter or the cholav with the bus or the bus with the cholav, then you can't say chaticha nas nevela because chaticha nas nevela means that the usher is going to be permanent. Okay, the question we raised is: can you say chaticha nas nevela, but yet I'm sorry, can you deny chaticha nas nevela by shari surim? Let's say like Rabbeinu Ephraim, and still hold. And what if you don't say Chaticha Zaveh, like Rabbeinu Ephraim, but can you still say that the Efshel Sochto also means that piece will never become mutter again? That's the question we posed last time. We mentioned, it seems from Machlokas, between the Rashbo and the Tur, the Rashbo we presented in this Shir Lamed Aleph packet, the Bayis HaKotzer, he says, you know, we assume that we don't say Chaticha Nazarela b'shari surin, but he writes ena chaticha ba'atzma choseres lehetera. But that particular piece on which the iser, again, we're talking about b'shari surin, so the nevela, the chazer fat or whatever, the chelev that fell into this other, onto this other piece, that piece is going to remain osur. And he writes levisha iser shabo ena niflat legamer mena. Okay, in other words, Efshel Sochto also, you can never get it out, and therefore it's going to be completely going to remain osur. That's in the Bayis HaKotzer, in Bayis Dar Shar Aleph. Which I printed in source 5 and in source 6 also. In the Bayis Arach, he says it in greater detail. He says, Afilu Hachi Hi Atzma Asur, that piece will remain Asur. Once it's Asur, the Isur is inside and doesn't come out. And so on. So that's the way Rashbo. But we saw the tour, in, not by us here, but in Hilchos Taruvos, in Sim Kuvov, in source 7. The Torah says, Eini Mevin Dvarav. I don't understand what the Rashbo is. He refers to the Rashbo. I don't understand what he's saying. And he's saying that if everything else is Mitzdarif to Mivat, if everything else in the second Taruvus, right, the next pot is Mitzdarif to be Mivatel, the Shishim, in other words, against that original Chazafat or that original Nevela or whatever the Blia was. So then, you know, Thomas Babel Kula became Babel Kula. Imkain is battle. It's his battle. And Beisos it defends, and he thinks the Rashbo is right. So I just wanted to mention that, to go over again what I said last time, what the Nekudas HaMachlokas is, suggesting what Rav Soloveitchik in at least two different times or two different places says a little different to explain what the Nekudas HaMachlokas here is. So again, one is whether we say that this bittul is the concept of bittul. Again, kach nemar halacha, right? The bittul is a chiddush. So the bittul only works b'tchilas atarovas. That in order for something to be bittul, in order for us to nullify, the existence of something, it has to be bittul b'tchilas atarovas. Okay? And that, why? That's not necessarily logic. It's kach nemar halacha, right? There's bittul only b'tchilas atarovas. But later on, you can't. Once something was not bottle, so the fact that later gets mixed into a bigger mixture, so that's not going to help. That's if you say Efshel Sochto Osir, right? It's only the bittul's betchila tarovis, and after that, if there was no bittul then, this item not going to become bottle, even with a bigger mixture later on. That's Efshel Sochto Osir. On the other hand, those who disagree, the other position is no. Bittul is bittul, whatever it is. Okay? I mean, you're right. Maybe there wasn't bottle betchila tarovis. That's because the mixture was too small to affect bittul, but if it later on gets into a larger bittul than it is, and perhaps even that piece itself, that's we say Efshel Sochto Mutter. That's one way of looking at the machlokas, and the one explanation to Kudosh Machlokas, I think the Rav said one time, and a different time, he said it has to do with whether, I spoke a little about this yesterday also, whether it's bittul b'chatzi hachaticha. In other words, obviously, you can't be, you look at the chaticha as one unit, and a blia. So one view is that once you have a blia and a chaticha, so the blia goes into that chaticha. You can't now ever really isolate that blia by itself anymore. Even if that item falls into a bigger mixture, a second taruvus in which there is more, than Shishim against that original Blias Isser. But okay, but that Blias Isser has already been in that Chaticha, in that original Chaticha. So you can't, not, you, there's not enough in that second Tarubis to Mivata the whole Chaticha. So if it's not Mivata the whole Chaticha, so then it can't be Mivata the Blia either, right? There's no Blia B'chati. You can't isolate or eliminate one small part of the Isser, okay? Of the Chaticha. That's one way. Or the other side, where we know you can. We're only interested in the Blias Isser. So if the Blias Isser and a bigger Tarobis can be batal, then it can be batal. Well, why can't you, who says you can't be batal Chatzi Chaticha, so to speak? Okay, those are the two different tzadim, I think we said yesterday. And I mentioned the common denominator would seem to be that according to both approaches, okay, when we have a Blia, so some of that Blia remains in the original Chaticha, okay? Some of the Blia remains. According to both sides, there's some Blia that always stays in that original Chaticha. All right. Now, the question, if you say, Esho Sokto Mutter, okay, that means not that the whole Blia went out. It means that whatever's left in that piece is not enough to make it awesome, right? That piece can become Mutter because whatever Blia is left by being mixed in the second Tarobis, it's not enough to Aser. Okay. That will be if you say, Esho Sokto Mutter. Okay. That's if you hold that. If you hold Yesh Bittel, even after Tchilas, there was a Bittel later on. So then, again, whichever side you say, okay, whatever side you say in the two different approaches that we had, okay, there's Bittel, if there's Ein Bittel Ela B'Tchilas Tarovis, so, Ein Bittel Ela B'Tchilas Tarovis means that enough of the Blia remains in that original Chaticha, even if it gets mixed in a bigger mixture, to usher that piece. Okay? Enough remains to usher that piece. Now, there's not enough remains to usher that piece. Right? That's the question. It's not a Metzias question. It's a question we look at it, according to Halacha. Then the question is, what about by Bas V'Cholom? So by Bas V'Cholom explained, and again, that's why I printed in Sources 9 and 10 on this packet, the Tosas and Nidans of Samach Aleph and Beis, talking about Beged, right? They're called Beged. Okay, where Tosas says there's no bittel berov, bittel doesn't work. We're going to discuss it at length in the Hakdama Shiurim. Okay, there's no bittel berov when the Isser is Mu'uruv Beheter, right? There's only bittel. No shaykh, the lo shaykh, Tosas says, the lo shaykh, right? The lo shaykh, bittel berov, elakasha Isser Mu'uruv Beheter. When you have a clash, right? When you have Isser and Heter, that's when the concept of bittel takes over. But by kilayim, right, when both items, both the wool and the linen, by kilayim and Heter, then it's not a din in there's no bittel. Okay, that's the sugya over there. So again, so the Rosh, which I printed in 10, the Rosh in Hilchos Kilabedanim, Simon Hey, writes, is a rare, so what about by Bas V'Cholom? It's also Heter, right? Bas, but the meat is kosher and the milk is kosher. So what's that's a different thing. So he says it's not really the function, the sinas tam there and so on, is not bittel. It's not to overwhelm with the tam of the dover, one dover with the other. Rather, it's a question of bishul. Okay, that's what the Nesin is Tom. So by Bas V'Cholom, the regular rules of Bittel don't really work. Therefore, that's why I just wanted to clarify what I said at the end yesterday. If you hold Ein Bittel Ela B'Tchilas HaTarovis, what's the reason? Ein Bittel, because that's when it comes to Bittel. Ein Bittel Ela B'Tchilas HaTarovis. Okay, and the other side would be, right, the other side who would say that Efshel Sochta Mutter would say there is Bittel even after Tchilas HaTarovis. Yeah, but that's by Bittel. The test of Bittel, but by Bishul, if there's enough flavor at the time at the beginning of the Tarovas, so then, it's not Shayak Bittel anymore because it's Derek Bishul, right? If we're done, whether it's Bishul or not, so for the beginning of the Tarovas, there was enough Nesinas Tam, so they're cooking, okay, there was Bishul, and that's it, to the end of discussion, right? There's already created Bas V'Cholom. And by Shari Sum, you can say, the other side can say that no, Efshel Sochta Mutter, because there can be Bittel even later on, even though there wasn't Bittel B'Tchilas HaTarovis. If you hold Ein Bittel B'Tchilas HaTarovis, then you're going to say Efshel Sochta Aser. Don't care what happens later on. But according to the other side that says we do care that piece can become Mutter as well, Efshel Sochta Mutter, okay, that's fine, because you can hold Bittel, there's Bittel afterwards. But when by Bas V'Cholom, the Inyan is not Bittel. Okay, the Inyan is at the time of this mixture. Again, what by Bas V'Cholom, what happens? What creates the issue is the mixture. So if there was a mixture, it was a sufficient mixture at the beginning, so that's it. So it's a chavta Bas V'Cholom. What do you mean later on it's going to be bottled because it's a bigger? No, it's not. It's a new entity already, right? It doesn't make a difference whether even if you hold Ein Bittel, I'm sorry, even if you hold Yesh Bittel after You can have bitter later on. It doesn't have to be with tchilas atarovis. It could be later on in the tarovis. But that's true by sharis and by bas v'cholov. The issue is not really bitter. The issue is, was there a bishul, right? There a bishul as a tarov? Was there an act of bishul that created bas v'cholov? That happens at the beginning. If it happened at the beginning, so that's it. And it's not, you know, we don't care what happens later on. And the same thing, if you hold this yesh bitter even lechatzia chaticha. So again, what does that mean? That means that later on, the flavor can be overwhelmed. Okay, but it doesn't matter, right? When it comes to bas v'cholov, once you have the flavor of the, that's also, okay, that creates bas v'cholov, then it creates bas v'cholov. So either way we look at it, it's not going to apply by bas v'cholov. That's what we mentioned. Okay, and maybe that's, anyway, maybe that's the machlokas over here. Okay, that's one of just to clarify from yesterday. Then we mentioned, yeah.
I just want to point out that the Beis Yosef just appears to bring down the machlokas a different way. I mean, the way that he explains the reasoning of
defends Rashba. Yeah, he defends Rashba differently.
Yeah, I mean, his explanation of the Rashba is just that, like, in sort of like Kimlon, that it doesn't necessarily totally leave the Chasicha, and it's more of a Chasicha for it. It doesn't.
Right. I said it, yeah, El Hanami. The Rashba is just saying, I don't understand. Right, right. El Hanami. Where's the language?
It's in the Beis Yosef.
Then I have it. In number 8, I have it here. Bani Omer, Shane, baby, and Divarabena, Shakosa, the Kemsha, Komit, Salvat, Alka. He says, who says that it's misbalav b'chol chatichos? Could be it stays in, right? And again, I'm not sure if what the Rav said, either interpretation necessarily disagreeing with the Beis Yosef. He's just explaining what does it mean that it stays in. Why does it stay in, right? I mean,
according to the Rav's, answers that he gave would work even if what remains, the time that remains in the chaticha is less than 60.
Okay, that's true. That's true.
Right, whereas the Beis Yosef appears to be saying that, like, we can't know for sure that there is less than 60.
Right, right. Okay, I think the Rav says just a little more lumdus within that idea that something remains inside. That's, that some of the bliya remains in the original piece. And, okay.
His lashon here is,
right, you're medayik or, right, you're medayik or borrow on him, yeah.
He elaborates more.
No, 100%. I'm not saying that this is what the Beis Yosef said, but you're right. I'm not arguing. I'm just saying I think it's just a little more of a, the Salvation is giving a little more of a, the Kudus HaMach. In other words, he's, so according to Beis Yosef, he's defending the Rashbos. What is the Torah? Well, there we are. It is Barolano. it's a little harder to say that way. So the Salvation was trying to say what the Nukudus HaMachlok is. Okay. So how do we paskin over here? So we saw at the end last time in the beginning of Sif Dalad, the Mechaber paskin is going to Ephraim. Let's look at it again quickly at 11, go through these sources quickly. Lo amr chaticha atzaz nevela ela bebos v'cholot, aval lo b'shari surim. Okay, keep going, because I is chelef v'chaticha v'ein bo shishol v'atlo v'nesho v'chakka v'shon keres, ain't no tzorach ela shishol v'chakka. Okay, and then he says, even that piece itself. So he holds like the Torah, not like the Rashba here. Right? He says, even that piece itself, can become mutter once again. That's how he paskins over here against the Rashba. Okay. Which is interesting because even on the Beis Yosef, he defends the Rashba, he paskins like the Torah with regards to at least the Shari Surim, right? That Chaticha can become mutteris once again. Whereas the problem is that in Siman Kuf Vav, he holds not that way. In Siman Kuf Vav, Sif Alef, he passes like the Rashba, right? He says, Chaticha Shabbala Isser, Vein Bar Shishim Levatlo, Shanaf Lagdera, Eino Seres Elofi Cheshman Isser Shabbat, Shim Yesh Ba Masha Vigdera Mitzurah, Me Chaticha Atzma Shishim, Kenegad Isser Baloba, Mutar Masha Vigdera, Ava Chaticha Atzma Surah, which is exactly the language of Rashba, like it says there in the parentheses. Exactly like the Rashba. And there he says, V'chein Iker. I'm not sure who put that in. Okay, that's in the Rashi script. It's not clear that I won't put that in. But at the end of the day, the Mechaber himself, it's in Kuvav, seems to be saying like the Rashba. That's the Rashba, right? That Osa Chaticha, once that piece is Osa, it's Osa forever. Okay, which fits in more with the Beis Yosef here, when we defended the Rashba against the objection of the Tur. So we have to figure out what the Mechaber was driving at, the Baragol over there, and those Gimel, Baragola said simply that the Mechaber changed his mind, okay, and Chayn Iker is what he writes over here in, what do you call it, in, We go by what he says in Siv Kufo. That's what the Taz writes. That's what the Baragola writes. Okay, the Taz also simply says, he says, who I miss, right? He says, over here, and it's the Taz by us. The Taz by us in Siman Tzadi Beis. You've got Yod also takes note of this steer. Okay, he takes note of the steer. He says, and he says, well, what he writes over there, that's the MS. Okay. And the Shach gives a suggested the distinction we spoke about last time is it Nikaris or not? Okay. There's a Hevdel when Nikar Iser, okay, when or low Nikar Iser is over here. That's why it's Mutter. And over there, it's talking about Nikar Iser. So therefore, it's us. So he gives it the circumstantial difference. Okay. And we asked the Kasha, Tema, et cetera. Nearly asked much. Because of Khan, return Lamar, if you share Kosum, Mikodunga, Vosko, Dafa, Rota, Mutter, Mikomok, Machatik, Bizumer, Dim Hoysa, Liskabed, Vaina Makira, then it would tell about Aleph. Kamashman, the Ain came in Shari Surum. Okay. The question is whether Makira. That's what he says. The Prima Godim has in the Sifsei Das, on that Shach and Zukot and Yud Aleph here, and again, it's all here in Siman Tzadi Beis. He has a different reason. He says that we're talking over here about when it's a mixture of min be'eno mino. Okay, why should I make it? That's our mekel over here, and we allow that piece to become mutter again because it's min be'eno mino. Why? Because by min be'eno mino, it's so to speak a way out. Okay, so usually we'll say efshel sof to also, but here there's a way out because there's someone can taste it, right? It's min be'eno mino. Min be'eno mino, we can be mekel. Right, he quotes the Sefer Beis Yisrael. That's in 15. Beis Yisrael, Omer the Khan Chalav Beboser, Chalav Beboser, Eino Mino. Efshel Adei Tima. That's enough. But over there, it's not Mino. Then Efshel to taste it. All right, so that's the Prima Godim. All right, so by Min B'Sheino Mino, where Goy could taste it and so on. So then we can be Mekel because there's a way out to get out of the problem. So there we'll say that it's Mutter, but. But Efshel Sochta also, when there's no, in other words, fundamentally, we'll say really Efshel Sochta also. But when there's a way to get out of it, like by Min Mimino, someone can taste it, so then then we can be Mekel. Even though fundamentally holds, Efshel Sochta is also, like he says in Siman Kuvav. And then, as the Prima Godim notes, the Plesi writes the exact opposite. The Plesi in by us in Sivkot Neches, in the 16, he says the opposite. He says, by Min B'Sheino Mino, he says, is over there. That's an Issa Torah. Okay, Min B'Sheino Mino is also in the Raisa. Okay, because you need the Nesinus Tam. There's no Nesinus Tam by Min B'Mino. So he says the exact opposite. Okay, whatever, we have different ways out to explain this, Stira in the Mechabim. Okay? All right. Now let's go by to number 17. Really should have been the beginning of the next. I put the header in the wrong place. I put the header on of Bayes Issa Dovuk should be over here, beginning of 17, not at the beginning of 18. So my apologies. Like, I think I made that mistake throughout the rest of the sources. I think, yeah. No, not okay. Oh, yeah. Anyway, so the 17 is an Aleph Beis, and that's this issue of Issa Dovuk. So here, the Ramor writes the following here in Siv Dalim. That's after the Mechaber said, that, like Rabbi Ephraim, that we don't say Chaticha Nas Nevela by Shari Surim, but the Ramor says, Yesh Omrim, that's the Balei Tosas, the associated with Rabbi Notam, that we do say Chaticha Nas Nevela even by Shari Surim. Bechena Minik Poshas, Vein Loshanos. But, right, that's the meaning, and we don't change it. However, the Ramor puts in a few caveats. Okay, the Ramor puts in a few caveats here. He says, number one, but that's v'dafke ima iser dovuk v'chatichas heter. That's one. Okay, iser dovuk. It's like one sort of connected, like fat with meat or something like that. It's one organic unit, or we'll see later, maybe even a non-organic unit, but completely surrounded. Okay, that's one. And two, it's one or the other, right? Shachaticha kula chutz l'rotev. Okay, that the whole piece was outside of the rotev, and therefore the whole piece became osur. Meaning that if of course harkens back to the machlokas we spoke about last week, right? The machlokas Rashi and the Ri, whether okay, but what if only some of it's in, right? That we spoke about last week. But okay, we'll get back to that in a moment. And it's a question of, as he writes, chaticha kula chutz l'rotev. The question is, in order to say the other way, does it have to be all in or even some of it in? And again, that was the machlokas we had last week. between Rashi and the Rebbe, which we'll go back to in a second. Okay, Avoli Mikta, right? That's again, there are more. Dafke ima isur dovuk v'chaticha set, heter o shachaticha kula chutz l'rotev v'nofal ala isur. And that's when the isur fell on it. Aval im mitzas achaticha tocha rotev. Okay, so here he says mitzas achaticha. Okay, v'ein o isur dovuk bo. It's mitzas achaticha or ein o isur dovuk bo. Then lo amrina chaticha nasa zavel. All right? Then we don't say it. U'mitzar of kol ha-kadeh levat ala isur. Then he writes, v'kol mokum yish l'hachme lesa osa achaticha. That's like the Rashbo, not like the tour. Okay. And then he adds v'chol zeh b'shari surim. This is all by shari surim. Avobos v'cholav afal pishayna isur davuk umiktas achaticha tocha rotev. It doesn't help. Amrina chaticha nas and the vela. Anyway, by bos v'cholav. Okay, that's Ramos caveat. Only by shari surim. So he's machmir by shari surim, but he's only machmer under certain circumstances, whereas by Basu Cholov, we machmer all the way. Okay? So, bottom line, according to the Ramah, in order to say chaticha nasnevela b'shari surin, you need two things. The chaticha has to be usher, and the isur has to be dovuk, all right? It has to be like one organic unit, so to speak, all right? Two, it has to be that the chaticha was kula chutz l'rotev. All right, you have to have both those criteria by, what do you call it, by, if you have one or the other, in other words, it's one or the other, you don't need both. In other words, if you have Isur Davuk, even if part of the piece was inside, we'll still say Chaticha Nasavela B'Shari Surim, or the other way around. Okay, even if it's not Isur Davuk, but it's Kula Chutz Rota, we won't need Davuk. So it's, you need, just to clarify, that's the Shita that I'm on. Okay, So in terms of Isur Davuk, Where do we see that? Let's look a little bit into that. Again, we saw this already in that machlokas, but we'll go over quickly. This Mishnah Chulin Kuf Chesan Aleph again 18, okay, says Tipus Chalav Shnafal Achaticha Yesh Bavano Santam Bavos Achaticha Osim. Good. All right. So Rashi Tipus Chalav Shnafal Achaticha Betol Chakdera. Okay, landed on one of the pieces. Velo Hegis Chakdera. Talk about that too. They didn't stir the pot. Okay, and therefore, that drop of milk only was on the piece of meat itself. So the question is, if it's nosa in tam or not. There's not enough in that piece of meat to constitute 60 against the drop of milk that fell. Then miad neseres hachaticha, but the other chaticha is in the pot. Well, more Mishnah doesn't say what to the other chaticha, but we discussed that as well. Now, Tosas there says, 20, Tosas Dio Maschel Tipas Cholov, okay, Tosas Maschel Tipas Cholov said, Neseres Keshachaticha Kula Chutz L'Rotev. Right, that was the sheet of Tosas. The Toma, the Chaticha has to be outside, completely outside, okay? But he says, yeah. Okay, or kisa, right, that we spoke about. So that's the shita of the Ri, that the chaticha is, we're talking there about the chaticha is completely outside. The Tor quoted that in our Siman Tzadi Beis, we saw earlier as a machlokas between Rashi and the Ri. And then we mentioned that we were unclear exactly where Rashi said that, that we had different diukim. Remember, we spoke that out, right? That there were different diukim. No, did we speak? I think we did, yeah. Yeah, we spoke out that there were different diukim. Exactly where does Rashi say this, that said the Shita's Rashi? Not so clear in Rashi. But in any event, the Torah presented to Machlokas, okay? Tipus Cholov, the third line. Tipus Cholov, Shnofal, Chaticha, Okay, in the end, he writes, Rashi, Pirish, Afila Mitzosa. Right, so that was my focus we had last week. Again, we weren't exactly clear where Rashi said it, but Rashi holds it, even Mitzosa Barotev, since not all in the Rotev is still considered a separate entity. Okay, now that's that machlokas. Now look back in the Ramah in 17. Okay, how does the Ramah paskin? The Ramah seems to split because the Ramah writes here in 17, all right, when it comes to Shari Surim, look at the language of the Ramah, right? Right, we're talking about it at the beginning. Shari Surim, Chaticha Nas Nevela, but that's Dafka if Chaticha is Kula Chutz L'Rotev. Okay, then we don't say chaticha nas tevela. So in that sense, it looks like the Ramah by Shari Surin, Paskins has to be kulo chutz l'rotem. Okay, but then he goes on to say, but by bos v'cholav calls them the Shari Surin. But bos v'cholav afush ena says that we'll mitzas a chaticha tocharotem. We already say chaticha nas tevela. So I'm just pointing out. Not me that's pointing out. The Chana on the page points out. The Taz points out. Let's look at Sivkot and Yudalad. In 22, the Taz points out Zel Kedas Ri, right? If mitzvah Zel Kedas Ri, which we spoke about earlier, right? But he says Elashar Amor Hichriya Kan Kedvar B'Shari Surin. Okay, he holds like him B'Shari Surin. Ukvar Kosavti Shazes Sosa Mashkos Amor Atzum B'Siv Beis U'Dekam Al Kirashi Dafila Mitzvah To Have Kukula Chutzot L'Chumah Mikol Mokom Kan B'Shari Surin Mistaber Sheishus Mochal Amor Sheinas Nevel Kedas Ri. Now basically the Taz says by Amor splits, he passes like Rashi l'chumra, okay, by Bos v'Cholav, okay, but he's makel by Shari Surin, like the makel by Shari Surin, okay. The Shach says that points out that nobody really seems to say this. So again, let's go over the sheet again just to get it straight, okay. According to Rashi, even if only mitzvah achaticha is in the rotev, it's mutter because that achaticha is considered still to be a separate entity, and the cholov, which was absorbed, was only spread in that piece, chaticha nas nevela, and therefore, this chaticha could ask the whole rest of the kedera later on, right? According to the Ri, if mixes a chaticha with socharotev, then it's called completely out, would we consider a dover nifrit? Would we consider something separate? So there are more paskins by bus v'cholav. Why? Because by bus v'cholav, we have to say chaticha nas nevela, therefore machmak rashi, and therefore even if only mitzvahs achaticha is inside the rotev, we'll already say chaticha nas nevela. But by shari surin, we'll say we have the other shita, because we have Rabbeinu Ephraim, right? By shari surin, we have Rabbeinu Ephraim, who says that we don't say chaticha nas nevela altogether. Okay, so even if we want to pass on chaticha nas nevela, we'll be maker like the Ri. In other words, what you look in the Shach in Kot Yud Gimel says this was a pshara, so to speak, on the part of the Ramah. Okay, what's a pshara, right? Look what he writes. He says, Harav Hichriya, Kot Yud Gimel 23. Harav Hichriya Kain Hakol Misvaroso. Right, he doesn't see it. No, he doesn't seem. According to the Shach, he doesn't have other Rishonim who seem to say that over here, by Bos v'Cholav will say like Rashi, and by Sharisim will say like the Ri. Okay, the Ramah says it, and Shach praises it. He quotes a pasuk in Kohelet, so Micha Chacham Yodea Pesher Dover. That's the missing word Dover. Okay, that's a pasuk in Kohelet. Micha Chacham, who is a wise person who knows how to make an effective pshara? That's the Rashi made that the Ramah made that pshara here. Basically, what emerges from the Pshar of the Ramah, okay? Basically what he says is we don't take both the Chumrah of Rabbeinu Tam against Rabbeinu Ephraim, the Chaticha nas nevela, and the Chumrah of Rashi against the Ri. You know what I'm saying? I think that's what it means by Pshar. Okay, we don't take both chumras. Okay, we don't have the chumra the chaticha nas nevela by Shari Surin and the chumra Rashi. You know that it's even mitzosa would be chaticha nas nevela. That's the pshara of the Ramah. The Shach goes on to say that even though that's a good pshara, and he says mika chacham they're patient over, but he says tarachim because the truth he does point out. In the rest, the Shach does that. There's a mocker to be makel like the Ri. Even he said, basically, he says that we really passing like the Ri. Okay, that's the rest of that Shach. Really passing like the Ri that we can make even by Bos v'Cholav. Okay, even by Bos v'Cholav, we can make like the Ri. All right, so that's the Shach. If you look in regarding Isha Davuk, so the interesting thing, the Biar Gro also, okay, in 24, the Biar Gro here by us in Simon Tzadik Beis, we call it Yud Ches, right, Vedavkim, the Rashi Vitosas Pligi, Kemosha Kasavatur, like we said, Rashi Svila Afila Mitzvah, Chutzotav Nesar Chaticha, ready, okay, Ve'ena Shar Mitztarif, and it can't be mitzarf the rest to aser it to make it right to nivatol it. Aval Tosfos Shom holds the other way, and he says v'chui arav do abosar cholav yesh achmer kadosh Rashi b'shari siyon k'divrei b'chein kosov kol aposkun af abosar cholav k'divrei lachil. Right, which we saw that the Shachter said. But then he writes in Yud Ches, he just explains. He says, "What's the concern? What's the concern by Bos Chalav?" Right, the Bir Agro. Just a moment. Because he said the Iker issue is going to be Issa Davuk, right? That's what I want to talk about in a moment. Just one second. In other words, he says the Ramah is machuya way how the bechidus of Ashari Sun is dafka if it's chutz l'rotev, okay? And if it's an Issa Davuk, because what he explains is because in effect. Look at the words. The chashin and shemo haisa pamachas kula chutz l'rotev o nishar levado b'kdeira. All right. Basically, what's the idea of in the rotev and not in the rotev? Okay. But isur davuk. What's the lumdus of isur davuk? Well, why are we machmer by isur davuk? Right. Isur davuk is because the rotev didn't play a role in spreading anything around. Right. It's the connection between the Davar HaAsur and the Davar HaMutar on its own, all right? And that's the idea of also when you have something chutz l'rotev, all right? When something, it's one unit, when it's completely chutz l'rotev, it's its own independent unit. So Issur Davuk is sort of like chutz l'rotev in the sense that no other thing plays a role except the Issur, nothing else interacts. I don't know if I'm saying it clearly. Am I saying it clearly? Nothing else interacts. Okay, when you have the whole piece is chutz l'rotev, so the only thing that interact is the davar asur and davar mutar. There's nothing else to spread it around, right? Like we saw before, it's mefapeya in that piece. Rotev doesn't play a role. What?
Like, there's nothing else to spread it around. There's also nothing else to be about to it.
Okay, also right. Well, nothing else interacts with it. It's just that. Okay, but that's the idea of chutz l'rotev, and it's also the idea of isur davuk, right? I think that's the same. Now, he tells us to take a look in Siman Ayin Gimel. Before we do that, earlier, the Bir Agro said to look in Siman Ayin Gimel. Okay. I mean, we'll have to see what Issur Davuk means. We'll see in a moment. Okay. Because the definition of Issur Davuk is something where the Issur and the Heter are like connected. Now, it could be organically connected, like fat and meat. I mean, you have chalev and meat, it's organically connected. But as we'll see, we'll see the Taz mentions even worms in an apple. Okay. Right. The old joke, right? What's worse than taking a bite and finding a worm in an apple, right? Taking a bite and finding half a worm in the apple. But let's say you have a worm inside the apple, so it's not organically connected necessarily. Or insects and fish and stuff like that may not be organically connected, but it's completely surrounded. It's part of the same entity. So that's what he tells a look in Siman Ayin Beis. So let's take a look. He takes a look at Siman Ayin Gimel. Before that, we'll look at Siman Ayin Beis, which other Rachonim sent us to, and that's in 25. Right, that's Nilchus Malichi, or Deis and Ayin Beis Siv Gimel. Talking there about Oph. Okay, talking about Oph. Now, the issue is the lave, the heart, inside the Oph. So the heart is full of blood, right? It's all full of dam. So, but it's a bird. Okay, so how big is the heart altogether? So the Shulchan Aruch rules in 25, Ein Oph Shelo Yehebo Shishim Keneged Libo. Umutra Filhu Davuk Ba'Oph. See that? There's no such thing as a bird that doesn't have the rest of the bird as shishim against the lay. That's because of the size. Okay? The Ramah adds, V'chol of yesh bo shishim. Afilu ein bo harosh v'arglayim atachtonim, and so on. K'derach shenor, okay, even when it has some of the pieces you take off. V'lachein im ha'of sholem ha'kol mutter. Yimein sholem v'leka bo shishim neged ha'lay, v'adavuk bo'of, then yesh omur t'chaticha nas d'veila. Okay? V'nin shishim k'dera neged kol ha'of. Okay? V'chein no'agin. That is the that is what the Shulchan Aruch says over there regarding the lave of the oafs. The Shach comments in Sukkot and Yud Ches 26. Hatam the osa chaticha. Look what he says. What's the reason? The osa chaticha sheisu davuk ba mimaheres livloa isu tchila venases miyad nevela. See the language there? Okay, the Bir Agro also says like that. Sukkot and Yud Zayin, right? there in Siman Ayin Beis. They were going to say, well, why are we more machmer again? We come back to Arsim, right? The Ramah insisted that we'll say Chaticha Nas Nevela by Shari Surim, provided that Isur Dovok. Okay, we spoke about Chutz Devarot, that was one thing, because one piece, but we said it's like Isur Dovok. Nothing else plays a role. But so what if nothing else plays a role? Again, let's go back. The Ramah says, you know, that by us, he paskins against Rabbeinu Ephraim, that we say, Chaticha Nas Nevela even by Shari Surim. But he limits it by Shari Surim. He says that's only if it's the piece was cool, chutz l'rotev, but not machlokas, but you know the piece was chutz l'rotev, okay. And it's or if it's isur dovok. Can we just explain in a certain sense they're both the same, right? Nothing else interacts with it. But the svara is that the Shach mentions got nirches in Sinai Beis. He says. Because I don't know how to phrase it. Maybe it's got a stronger blia. There's a stronger, a more intense blia, okay, in that original piece, okay, than anywhere else. I would say the greater concentration of the issur. That's the idea of issur davuk. Yeah.
Question. And here when it says osa chaticha. It's referring to the entirety of the oath or just the thing surrounding the lathe?
No, I think he means there. It's only one thing. It's small.
If that's the case, then why would the rest of the opium start to move back to it?
One second. Well, at least it's going on. One second. Yesh Omrim. No, so he says, "If I offer shalom, I come with it. If ain't shalom, leka bo shishim neged halev. The leka bo shishim neged halev davak bo'ov. The yesh omer in the chaticha nasan zavela. That's what he's going on, right? He's going on those words. Lachen, if I offer shalom, I call mutter. If ain't shalom, the leka bo shishim neged halev a davak bo'ov. And then yesh omer the chaticha nasan zavela."
It sounds like the lave is dovuk to the entirety of the oath.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, but you're asking, so why in the first case it would be mamatul?
No, so I was asking just in the lashon of the shach when he's talking about it being that the thing that's dovuk with is balea more. The question is whether that's referring to just the things around the lave or the entirety of the bird.
It sounds like it's referring to
the entirety of the bird.
I think so. But for our purpose, I just want to stress that's what is giving you a lumdus behind what the idea of dovuk is, right? And it's got a more intense or a more concentrated, shall we say, sense of blia, so to speak. Yeah.
Yeah. If we're going to be applying hanan to the blood spreading to the rest of the bird, then why are you ever allowed to do malicha ever when we apply hanan?
Because the blood when it spreads out, but here it's the blood all in one unit. That's what I think. To the heart, the blood is all one unit, right? So it never in the rest of the thing, there's always blood circulating in the body. Right, there's always blood circulating in the body, so that doesn't do it. It has to be a concentration of blood, it seems to me. Okay.
Okay. Is this referring to a case where the bird was cooked or not? Or...
Yeah.
I see. Okay. Never mind then.
Okay. Now, yes. Oh, here we are. Yes. Okay. Now, let's just look at if you take a look at the Darkei Moshe from the Ramah here, the Darkei Moshe here at Arsim in Sadi Beis, in Os Aleph, okay, he writes, one second, the Anonogin Kedibri Hari, the Mitzosa Barot of Kola Kedera Mahana Levata Vadafka Betipas Cholov, Betipas Chelev, O Shar Isra Shamachaticha, Shisra Eno Dobo Kabul, Elev, O Kovade, O Chelev Mechubar Lechaticha, then Eina Kedera Kula Mahana Levata. The Chayshinan, look at this. The Shema Pam Achas Hayakula Chutzarotev, but he said Dovok Bo Venasis Nevela. You see that, Ramon? Okay, he says the concern is that, in other words, not like the Shach, but somehow with the place, the point of the Bliya, there was a more intense or a more concentrated Bliya. What the Ramah seems to write over here is that there's chashinan, right? Those kinds of things, chashinan, shema pam achas, ha'akula chutz l'rote, v'yisu dovuk bo, v'nasis nevela. You follow? In other words, now it's in a big mixture, but maybe at one at a time it wasn't. That's what he seems to say. Okay, it's the chashinan, which, by the way, chashinan usually sounds like a drabanan, right? As opposed to the shach, might be saying it might be even a din d'oraisa. You know, I'm just pointing that out. But you see, what I'm pointing out, the Ramah has a different gedder of how dovuk works, right? He says again, lave cover deliver, right? Fats on the meat. So there, the Kedera can't be mevatel because maybe at one time it was outside and it became Yisur Dovuk. Again, that's the relation with Yisur Dovuk and Chutz L'Rotev, but then it became Nasas Nevela. So that's just a different interpretation. Now, you look
at. Yeah, so when I was originally learning this, I was confused. I thought Dovuk meant Lav Dafka, that the thing was actually attached. But let's say you have, meaning if it's all about, you know, according to the Svara, that it's about Pabin Pamachas Chutz L'Rotev, theoretically you could have some Dover Yavish sitting on top of it.
We're going to see that. That's what some say, like the apple and the worm, or the insects and the fish, right?
Yeah.
Okay, but it has to be somewhat surrounded. We'll see that it couldn't be completely separate. But
according to this, even if it is completely separate, as long as, I mean, the thing is, as long as it's on it,
yeah. Yeah, I hear. Yeah,
it has to be the type of thing where if you slanted the pot and the liquid drained, then the thing would still be attached.
It would stay there. Yeah, yeah. Now, the Groa told us to look at Siman Ayin Gimel. So you look at Siman Ayin Gimel, there it's Sivav. There he's talking about Kaved, okay, which is liver. Okay, Nimtza Kaved Ba'ov Tzali. Okay, you found the liver in a piece of roasted chicken. So then it's Mutter. The Ramah says, Yesh Omer Liklof Matzah Liver Kaved, and that's only a Chumra and so on. All right, now he says, but that's if it's Tzali. But what if you cook the chicken? Because you can kasha liver through broiling. In fact, that's how you're supposed to kasha liver through broiling. Okay, but you can't kasha liver through cooking. So what happens if you cook the chicken and then you found the liver inside? This was at one time a famous shiloh. Okay, I think they used to call it the Empire Chicken liver question. And sometimes they used to, you bought a whole chicken, so they had the liver, they included the liver, and the liver was inside. And then people, the housewife, whoever did the cooking, husband, they cooked the whole thing. And lo and behold, then they open up, there's the liver. And it wasn't salt. It wasn't broiled. It wasn't kosher. Now, I think they don't do it anymore. They put it in plastic or something like that, or they, whatever. They kosher liver before, however they do it. Okay, but this was the Empire chicken with liver question. All right, so then he said, then you need shishim. All right. Now the Ramah adds, "V'ein lecha ov shehu shishim neged hakoved," and you know the liver is big, you know, so you're not going to have it because you're shlemo. Okay. V'lochein makoved shlemo duka ov. They write, "V'lochein makoved shlemo duka ov nasa ov chatichas nevela." Well, we didn't shishim yishar drum shuk there neged kol ov. What din and double chatichas covered with chatichas ov ain't shishim connected and so on. All right. The kaimelon b'chol isurim chaticha nasa nevela is all the Ramah. Okay, we paskin. This is not possible. Cholot. This is shari sirim, but he said, "Dokav akamal mecholi sirim chatik anas nevela till akamal simin tzari beis." If ain't a kovid dvuka mitzdar of kol mashem akdei levatel a kovid, if the liver was somehow separate, mishishim recall a kol mutter. Miu a kovid asura kovid atzma asura kamo belay, like we saw above in simin ayin beis. Okay, and then he refers to something he said over there. So that's what the and there the Bir Agroa writes, okay, in Simchat and Chavav, there in Simon Ayin Gimel, the Bir Agroa writes, the Chashinan Shema Pam Achas Haisa Kula Chutz L'Rotev. That was a concern. It sounds like only the Rabbanon, but the right Chashinan has that same. That's the Chashash mentioned by the Ramo also. Okay. Now, the Taz...
If you cook it in a crock pot, it should be fine.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, it never came out, because it would never come out. Yeah. No. Or any other covered. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, now, unless you lift the chicken itself out.
Yeah, people move things around. I don't know. If they stir it, I don't know. Anyway, if you come back now to us, the Taz, it's caught in your base. Sorry, here in our Saudi base. So that's just a defining double. So the Taz in Sikot and Yud Beis has actually machokas. What is because look what he writes. He says, okay, again, he talks about other types of things. You look at a few lines, I think, is it here where he says it? Yeah, look about five lines out. Tapuach sheish bo tola, right? So he mentions other things, whether dovuk has to be a organic connection or even something which is, you know, in like embedded, so to speak, inside. It's not organically connected, okay? Yeah, so... Yeah. Okay. So that's one thing which he addresses. I was just thinking. That's one thing. Now, the Taz also points out that if you know, will this apply? Let me just find it. So yeah, he talks about whether the Rotev could get to everything. Could the Rotev reach everything and so on? Dog shooting to Sheret, all these type of other cases where it may not be organically connected. One could raise the question. See, look, he writes at the end. He writes, V'kevan shedin de chaticha nas nevela b'shari sun, eina elamidu abonon, there's some cases where, you know, again, non-organically connected stuff. So he writes at the end that since we paskin the chaticha nasavela b'shari surim, okay, chaticha b'shari surim is only durabanan. So, but if you remember correctly, not everyone we didn't hold that everyone holds like that. Remember what we said, okay, I'm just pointing out. Remember we had a some said like that. Right, the Ran. Remember we had that yesterday, right? The Ran. 2 days ago, I forgot already. Yesterday. The Ran. Remember the Ran said that the whole Chumra of the Tosas of Chaticha Nasav Shari Surim is only kind of a Drabbanan. You know, it's got an autobus, a little plug kind of thing, right? But then we showed another Sora that, you know, the Rebbe holds it even the Raisa, that there been a Tamil Shitoso, you know, with regards to Tom Kiker, right? Remember we had that yesterday. So there could be enough Nafkamina in this issue. Okay, in other words, are we worried about Chaticha Nasav Shari Surim, you know, by Nisut Rabbanan? Okay, so if it's just a concern, you know, that could relate to that machlokas. It could relate to that machlokas. Could also relate to the machlokas whether the whole Isser of Dovuk is a chashash. The way that Chashinun, the way that Ramo said it, the way that Bir Gros said it, and Simran Gimel, the Shach said it's more intense. Maybe it's more intense or concerned even by the Rabbanan, you know, than if it's just a chashash. Okay, the next thing I want to look at is okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Wait, we're connecting Dovuk to the Ram?
No, I'm not connecting Dovuk to the Ram. I'm connecting to. What he says at the end, look at the last words of the Taz. Kevin shadin dechanan b'shari surim ain alav darbana. I pointed out, that is what the Ran said. I don't agree with that. That's one thing I said. Right? You see the words at the end of the Taz there in Sukkot Yud Beis?
In element darbana, yeah.
Then the shachanan b'shari surim ain alav darbana. Right?
Yeah.
So enachanani, that's how the Ran many held, no?
But yeah, so that's the Ran. So we're saying that.
That's one thing.
Okay. What's he saying? We're being.
So we'll say.
Because of the
Ran. So therefore, if the whole issue to begin with is only Drabbanan, okay, then we don't have to worry about it altogether.
So okay? Meaning if
you hold it has to be organically connected or not organic, defining double. Does it have to be organically connected? Does it apply even other things?
We're being Makel in general? Or we're saying that by Isser Dovuk Deraisa versus Isser Dovuk Derabanan?
Well, we're saying that we won't consider this Chaticha Nas Nevela because since Chaticha Nevela is only Derabanan and, you know, we won't say Isser Dovuk Deraisa, so then we can be making all that. Well, it has a particular case there. Right.
Well, it's a case of dogma luach.
Yeah, this funny. Yeah, this type of fit, though, krepish or something.
Right, it's a barusha
Yeah.
dog. Mavushal, no, mavushal, the battle time.
Right. Yesh barusha dog. She should go. Elo dafia svar near the lo havi dovok. The hamunach makom shev shalorote lo. Kind of where it is. So therefore, you want to make on it because the whole din of chaticha nazareel is anyway make. This may not be dovok. That's all.
Okay.
You follow?
Okay. Yes.
So I'm just pointing out his statement of chaticha nazareel shari surim. No darbana. No one agrees with that. Point one. And point two, you could connect this to the question of whether Dovok itself, the quote unquote chumra of Dovok, is that just because Chashina maybe it was, well, I think it was maybe outside. I maybe wouldn't connect to that. So according to, that's a question of whether that same intensity that the Shach spoke about, would that apply to this case? So I suggest it's possible. You know, possible that the Taz not worried about that. He's going more with the chashash on Darbanan. Okay, not a major point. All right, next thing is the question of chaticha nasayel by lach b'lach. The same Ramo, the Gemara never mentions. The Gemara never mentions it. Okay, but if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramo continues, and he writes. One second. Oh, I just want to point out also. Yeah, just to make this point, the Rav Soloveitchik noted this. The Mishnah and Tzadi Vav and Beis, 32, before I get to the last thing, the next thing. Yerach Shnis Basha will get an usher, right? We've seen that several times. Yerach Shnis is Asura. Okay. Now, that's like an Isadovuk, no? I mean, right? The Yerach Shnis Basha, that's exactly the case. The Gid and Usher is Dovuk to the rest of the meats. That's very possibly the very mucker of the din of Dovuk. Okay. The Rav made a chilek that maybe based on that, the whole chumrah, okay, the whole idea that the chaticha nazvela is by Yisr Dovak, maybe it makes a chilek, but Yisr Machmasatz and Yisr Balua based on that. But okay, no, that was that point. All right, let's look later in the Ramo. Okay, Shulchan Aruch here in the Sim Sadi Beis, still Siv Dalet. Okay, the Ramo writes, Yesh Omrim, Delo Amrina chaticha nazvela, Iman Yisarev Yisr Beheter Lach. Quotes in the Rishonim. Okay, if the whole a drop of liquid into a bigger liquid doesn't make that whole liquid into an chaticha nas nevela in terms of now spreading it to another tarubis, right? That's what I'm all right. Yeshom the lamin chaticha nas nevela in mitzarev iser beheter lach. Okay, liquid. V'acharkach mitzarev kol beheter acher. Then you'd only need against the original, right? The original drop that fell. He said we can rely on that by other things, but not by bas v'chalav. Where do we see anything about a tarovis of a lach and chaticha nazavela and so on? So for this. You see what the Ramah says, right? I mean, the Ramah says by Shari Sum, but we make it when it's double lots. So now look in there's a Mishnah of Azura, Ayin Gimel Aleph, talking about Yayin Nesach. Okay? So Yayin Nesach is, the Mishnah says in 34, Yayin Nesach is Osir, but Osir Kolshu. Okay? Yayin Nesach, Osir is, even a Kolshu, it's like Chomet to Pesach and so on. Yayin Nesach, Osir, Osir Kolshu. Yayin B'mayim, Umayim B'yayin, Umayim B'mayim Kolshu. You have wine, mayim b'mayim, it means water that they use for nisach hamayim, not regular water, water that was used for avodah zarah, mayim nesach. Okay, so yayin b'mayim is a kolshu, but yayin b'mayim or mayim b'yayin, then b'nosin tam. In other words, if you have yayin nesach, let's get the case, some yayin b'yayin, some yayin nesach spilled into a regular kosher wine. Okay, or some mayim nesach, spilled in regular kosher water. So then an asus b'kosher, but yayin b'mayim, but some yayin nesach wine spilled into kosher water, or regular water spilled into yayin nesach, then it's b'no sentam. Zaklal min b'mino b'mashu, v'shalom mino b'no sentam. Okay, that's an important mission. We'll come back to a different time. That's what the Mishnah says. Rashi says, what's the case of mayim b'mayim? It means 35, right? Rashi is all of it is in Gimel Aleph. It says, mayim shenis nachsu, love it is kachom. Nafal, mayim dehetar, right? Water that was used as part of some libation service for Avodah Zarah. That's what it means, mayim and mayim. So the Gemara has, on that mission, the Gemara 9, Gemara Aleph and Avodah Zarah, says the following, 36, Ki also roven, Amar B'yechon, yayin nesach, shenofach lebor. Okay? Some yayin nesach spilled into a bor. Bor means like a pit with a container, a container of kosher water. Okay. So the Yayin Nesach fell into the bore of kosher water, or mutter water. Okay. Benofal shom kiton shomayim. And then a kiton shomayim of Avodah Zarah. Okay. A kiton is a canteen of water falls in. So how do we measure this? Because now it has some Yayin Nesach and some Avodah Zarah water in water. It's both. But the Mishnah only spelled out what you do with Yayin B'Yayin and what you do with Mayim B'Mayim. And Yayin B'Mayim, Mayim B'Yayin, but never has. What if you have both? What if you have Yayin Nesach and Mayim Nesach in this in regular water? So it says Rowan is a heta kilo eno vashar mayim roven alam avatlanoso. Okay. The assumption is that the water, the Avodah Zarah water that fell in was a more significant amount. Okay, the Avodah Zarah water that fell in was a greater amount than the yayin that fell in. So that Avodah Zarah water is gonna be vatl. Shar mayim roven alam avatlanoso. All right. And it's going to be also. Let's see Rashi. I'll help us out. Rowan is a hetekil eno. Below amina hare nes or kol hayayin. Berova hayayin al hamayim. Davechumra ruba. Ela beisa shenofel greater misharinim. He says, we don't say, that's what the Gemara means. We don't say that, well, once that Liayin Nesach spilled into the bore, okay, spilled into the bore. How about I made a mistake? It wasn't a bore of water, it was a bore of wine, I mean, obviously. Okay, again, let's get the case straight. Okay, Yayin Nesach should not fall a bore of a vat or a container of kosher wine, okay, not water. And then some Avodah water fell in. I mean, I guess it'll be the same thing the other way also. But anyway, the case is that Yayin Nesach fell into kosher wine. All right. So says the Rashi, Lo Amrina, what the Gemara means, Lo Amrina Hare Nesach Kol Hayayin. We're not going to say now that since Yayin Nesach spilled into that wine, which is Asas B'Mashu, right? Now all that wine is now considered Osir. The Rav Hayayin Al Hamayim, and it's going to overpower that canteen of water because then that much more. All right. We don't say that. We don't say that. Okay. Whatever the case of the question there is, what emerges from what Rashi is telling us, what the Gemara is telling us, we don't say what? Right? Because otherwise, once that Yayin Nesach wine fell in, then the whole vat is going to be wine.
We don't say it by Yonis Ramashu.
Oh, okay. Well, good. So Tosa says, and I'm coming back to Chulin now. Okay, that's the Sugan of Avodah Zarah. So Tosas is coming back to Chulin, Daf Kuf Amud Aleph, okay, and our Tosas in 38. That's the same Tosas. Dibur Masa Vishkara Vesilko. It starts on Amud Aleph. That's the Tosas with the Ben Ephraim. Important Tosas. I said we keep coming back to different things in it. So it says on the bottom of an Aleph, going over on our base, Ferusho, meaning the parish of Ben Ephraim, Micha Hodamar Gabi Yainesa, the Sophus Hedav Zarah, Yainesa, Nafal Abor, the Ekalam Adamar, Phil Nafos from Kitzam Ayam Lasof. Rowan a hetter kilo eno v'sharam ayin rabba l'batalos over lo amar sheyayin atzmos v'hetter nasasito nasas iser lechoshev kilo hu yayin esach v'tzorach v'na mayim kelevatal kol hayayin. Okay, so the sounds like a riot to Ben Ephraim, right? Sounds like a riot to Ben Ephraim. We don't say chaticha nazar. This obviously Avodah Zarah is the category of shar isurim. Okay, so and we don't say it. Okay, that's a riot for Rabbi Ephraim. Comes over the time of Miu Yeshalom. I know the Hossa Mark going Shalohaya Sham Yayin Nesach Kedeli Ten Tam Bishal Heter Shavabor. Lo Nesach Ali the Kolshu, you said. Okay, the cave of the Lohavi Lamashu Lomri Chatichach was Nasin Zavela. He says, no riot. Okay. No raya. There's no raya over here, says Rabbi Tam, because there it's an Isra Mashu. Okay, and there's no Nasin as Tam. All right. And therefore we don't say Chatikan Azrael in that particular case. All right? Here? So that's how you get out of it. But in any event, at least we have a suggestion that we don't say Chatikan Azrael by Dover Lach. There's a wine is Dover Lach, obviously. Okay. And it was only a drop of Yayin Nesach to begin with. So therefore it's Nisar Mashu. And it's a mashu where you said, like you said, we're not going to say chatichah at all. Why not? Sort of it's a mashu, okay? So the truth of the matter is, if it's only Nisr Mashu, who says, well, why should that matter? Why should it matter? So it's Nisr Mashu. Why should we say whatever? If we say Chaticha Nasavela, we should say it by whatever the percentage is for that particular din. So it happens to be that Vodazor is Nisr Mashu. Why should that matter? Why should it make a difference? All right. So the truth is that going back to that other Ran that we had earlier, okay, the Ran that the whole Chaticha Nas is the Vela by Shari Surim is only Darbonon anyway, all right? So therefore what? What do we mean? We said that it's, and this is what the Ran I have over here, Ran on 39, okay, it's Chulin Mem Dalam and Reis, the page of the Rif, in the middle of the Debra, it's Avala Iker, okay, Avala Iker Shanirali. So he says, "Aldash of Rashi Lamala, the Chaticha Atzon Avela b'Pos V'Chol B'Doraisa. Why? L'fishu B'Shas Atarobus Hushim Ischarish Isur Manasa Kol Echad Atzmo Shel Isur. Go to Rishari Sirim and Alamid Divrayim. That's what he holds. Shiroi LaHashlos Also B'Pos V'Chol. Now, 1 second. Why do we say, according to what the Ran learns, that the whole Chaticha Atzon B'Shari Sirim is the Rabbana? Why do Rabbana make such a rule? Because it's patterned after what?" After Basu Cholov, right? It's modeled after Basu Cholov. So 1 second. So he says, well, we all lo echmiru. Look at the third line of the 39. Lo echmiru el mishum l'sad the Basu Cholov. So ain omer chaticha natzman atzvela el bedvarim hamisbashim dumiyah the Basu Cholov derech bishul asa Torah. Okay, well, if we're going to model the requirement and say that the chumrah of chaticha natzvela applies. The Chanan even applies to Shari Surim. It's got to be based on Bas Chol, so it's got to be parallel to Bas Chol. Bas Chol is only Derech Bishul. You know, it's only Tocham. Okay, let's remember everything here is cold. Okay, and here, you know, by Bas Chol, it's not it doesn't Asur Mashu. Okay, the needs to be this Tam, right? The Bas Chol, the whole Isur is created by transfer of flavor. So that's why Isur Mashu doesn't transfer flavor. Okay, Isur Mashu is chumrah by what do you call it? By it's important chumrah by Vodazara, by other things, but it's not going to impact the application of Chaticha Nas and the Vela. You hear that? The Tarets according to the Ran. So according to the Ran, the whole list of Chachanan is by Shari Surim is built on Basu Cholov, so it has to be similar to Basu Cholov, namely that there's some sort of transference of flavor. Okay,
that works now, very well according to the Ran. But we can't assume that the rest of the Rishonim hold like the Ran in that regard because that
right
that
that's true
is going much further. Right.
So I'll just add to the what and Chanami. But so we had the essay the Matei Onasan. Remember we had the Matei Onasan explain. He's the one who suggested that that it's not Matei Onasan is going to say it's an Ar Simon over here in Sadi Beis. Remember I said it outside because it's not on the sheets, but it doesn't appear on the computer. But the Matei Onasan said that the Isser, but even there it's going to work. Because he said the whole Isser of Chaticha Nasvela, the Chumrah of Rabbi Natam, of Chaticha Nasvela with Shari Surim is built on what? It's built on Tom Kiker, right? It's like he holds by Tom. So it's still built on Tom, right? It's still a function of Tom. So even if you hold the other way, even all the others, you know, you don't build into the Ran. But, and a Chanami. But it'll work for the Matei Onasan too. However, other Rishonim give different reasons. So you're right. Like, that's why I printed the other Rishonim over here. The Mordechai, for example, the Mordechai is in our park in Chul and Kalabasa. Park has Rem is Tafrish Tzadi Zion. He has, and I don't know that I fully. In other words, again, what comes out from the Ran is that but there's no Chaticha Nasvela by Lach Balach whenever it's cold because there's no transfer to flavor. That's what I want to clarify the point. Okay, but the case of the wines, everything's cold. There's no transfer to flavor. Okay, it's true that about Rodo Zara, there's an Isser Mashu. I mean, it doesn't apply to everything else. And the Gzer Chanan by Shari Surim has got to be parallel to Bas V'Cholot. And therefore, there's no, it's not by Dover Lach, which everything is toning, because they don't have that by Bas V'Cholot. Okay, but Bas V'Cholot, when everything is cold, there's no transfer to flavor. Okay, the Mordechai is a different reason. He says there's no Chaticha Nazaro by Lach to Lach, because you need an effect of Chaticha. Chaticha Nasavela, magic word, Chaticha. This is what Mordechai says. Nir La'achriya, okay, he says that the vaday bechol shari sur nema chaticha atzmas nas nevela bedavke bechaticha atzma mitam chashivus hachaticha veisur nikar umuvdo hu nas es nevela. A few ones that Abba Dover Lach wrote that or Chulin or Yayin and Mayim in our Avodah Zarah case and so on and so forth. Ain isur nikar venivdo ve ain kan chashivus. Let's remember what happened. The liquid all blends together, so to speak. Okay. Rav Soloveitchik developed, he said, according to Mordechai, because the chaticha sort of is machzik the iser, okay, which is not true by lach. Lach, everything gets intermingled, right? But chaticha, he said it's based on a chashivas lachaticha. That's his teretz as to why it's different by that of a Zohar case. By mashu alach, and so we don't. There's simply no the concept of chaticha masavel doesn't apply to alach. That's what the Mordechai says. The Orzarua, and then you had another teretz. The Orzarua in 41. The Orzarua is in Hilchos Gidon Noshe in Tov Nun Ches. Okay, it's similar to maybe what we just said from Salavetchi. The Orzarua says the Ahi the Yain Shnofal Aborga in the case of Avodah Zara. He says it's different. He says the lo shaycha the sasaha gal of ochlin, okay. Elamuter how shall lesser sha ochlin the taruvus ainam is battle, okay. He says there's you need to have something muvla nichnas, right? It has to be something which is similar in a way to the machzik what the Rav said. It has to be something which is nivla, right? Something which is muvla inside of something in order to make chaticha nas nevela. So that's a base also quotes there as a ruler. One other teretz in the Rashba, the Teretz Habayis, Habayis Aruch Shar Dalad, Habayis Dalad Shar Aleph. That's where all this stuff. He quotes the Ravid, okay? He quotes the Ravid. He says that Ravid Kosav, see 43. Ravid Kosav, the low Umru Chaticha Abdan Nasvel El Beisur Balua Bechaticha. The Kevin Shlo Sontam Bechaticha Vein Mamish Isur Ze Yotzem Is Ar Bechaticha and so on, okay? But basically the Ravid says that chaticha nas nevela is only when there's a blia in a chaticha, okay, which you know can never, like we said earlier, can never come out completely. You can't get it out completely, okay. But by something which is lach, so it spreads around. And again, it goes back to what we said before, right? But there's greater concentration, so to speak, of the iser than a dabar lach, okay. Dabar lach, things move around. So then we okay. That's the Ravid. That's there's all different reasons why the Balach is different. But then the Rashba asks, you hear the Ravid? Okay, the Chaticha, when there's a Chaticha with a Bliya. So then there's again maybe it's similar to being Machzik or it's similar to having a Bliya. But his point is that it's got to be something which you know which remains inside. It's always going to remain inside. There's always going to be some vestige of that remains inside that chaticha, as opposed to spreading all over the place. But then he asks, the Rosh Bo asks, one second. So in Tomar, back to our Gemara that we had already a few times, but we're five lines down now in 43. In Tomar, im kena my amr kazais bosha shnofel tov yorosh al cholov. The amr efshel soch to asr cholov amai shari, cholov nevelahu. Okay. Umay kushiva halo cholov nischat, chozer umisar b'cholov shvi or legamre. Okay, one second. Remember we had the problem. What was the problem? The milk got absorbed by the meat. We're worried about that milk coming back out, right? Remember we spoke about it? You had a piece of meat that fell in. So milk and milk went into the meat. And now that milk's going to come out and also the rest of the milk. Okay. What's the problem? My kushar, alo chalav nischad chozum is arba chalav shiur legamrei. Okay. So, in other words, the Gemara we had on Daf Kuf Chesam Beis, right? That the bosa spilled into milk, and now we were down on the chalav that was inside, okay, and that is lach bilach. That is lach bilach. So why were we worried about that? So the Rashba says, it's the answer. Again, because Yeshua, the bosa to chalav shiny. Okay, go, because bosa, that's the point. Bosa chalav is different. Then maybe bosa chalav, we don't say all these coolers. Like we said a million times. Okay, like we said above. So again, and the truth of the matter is, you can ask this question according to all the shittas, all the explanations just mentioned. According to the Ravid, okay, is because they're both mutter individually. Now they became usher. Okay, they became one big isser. And that applies by Balach Balach also. That's how it happened. You need a Bliya, right? There's Chilav of Bliya, or the Mordechai's idea. That there's Chaticha Nazvel Balach Balach by Bos V'Cholav, not by Shari Surim, because they weren't Gozer, because there's no Chashivas. Whatever, they got to be Chaticha. It doesn't say that by Bos V'Cholav, the whole thing becomes also. According to the Ran, okay, the truth of the matter is, maybe... Maybe you wouldn't say Chaticha Nasa, because the Ran said wasn't really Derek Bishul, right? That was the Ran. So it could be that the Ran would argue. It could be the Ran would say that, and actually there was a rule also, right? There was a rule also that it's only by Oakland. Maybe they would argue and say, it could be a Machokus Rishonim here. It could be a Machokus Rishonim with a Take. All these reasons I just gave, Balach Balach, it could be a Machokus Rishonim, whether we would say, Chaticha Nas Tevela, by Lach Balach, even by Bas Vecholov. According to the Raivid and the Mordechai, okay, you would not say it, right? No, one second. According to the Ran and the Ozerua, even by Sharis, how would that come out? One second. According to the Ran, I'm just trying to think, you line up those Shitas, okay, Bas Vecholov would be, I'm sorry, Bas Vecholov for sure would be. I take it back. What's the call of the shore would be, even according to everybody, even by Lach Belach. I think you'd have to say it according to everybody. The questions would be extended to Shari Surim. The Rav and the Mordechai would not, but according to the Ran, there was the Ruah. Oh, I hear. No, but not by Tzon. Yeah, because according to the Ran, and there was, the emphasis, at least according to the Ran, the emphasis was on it was Tzonim, right? So let's say you have Lach Belach Cham. Let's phrase it this way. What if I have a tarobas of Lach Belach and everything's hot? In other words, what's the exclusion? We just gave a few sheets of Mishonah, right? What's the exclusion? Is the exclusion that it's Lach, or the exclusion that it's, that it's not a regular type of tarobas, it's not hot and so on? The Ran seemed to say that it's a din the Ran would seem to, and we'll agree that by Bas V'Cholov, there's always going to be, even by Lach B'Lach, we'll say Chaticha Nas is available. The question is, will we say, by Shari Surim, will we say Lach B'Lach Cham? Will also be Mekel over there? According to the Ran, it would seem not. Because according to the Ran, if it's Cham, so then it's similar, there's been transcendence of flavor. It's like, because remember, the Ran said everything's modeled after Bas V'Cholov. Okay, but if it's Cham, it's modeled after Bas V'Cholov, so that's going to be a problem, right? You hear what I'm saying? So according to the Ran, a tarobis of Lach Belach by Shari Surim, okay, we will say Chaticha Nas in the Vela if it's hot. Or only make it when it's stoning. But according to the Ravid and the Mordechai and others who say that has to do with the word Chaticha, has to do with, not the word, but the concept of Chaticha. So then you're never going to have, even if it's Cham, it's not going to apply to Shari Surim because it simply doesn't apply to Lach. And that's the Shita Ramah here by us. Okay, that's what the Ramah says, that we're Mekel by Shari Surim on Lach Belach. Okay?
And according to those Shitas, you would have to ask why, if Chanan is more expansive by Pasuk Halav than it is by Shari Surim, maybe Chatisi that Chanan applies to Shari Surim at all if you're not going to learn it from Pasuk Halav.
Okay, yes, but again, if you are, you mean you're justifying the Ran's position. Like you're saying,
exactly, yeah.
That's what the Ran says. That is what the Ran says. But the others say, I have to say they weren't, the diuk, so to speak, it's chaticha, defining how it comes about.
I see them being the shach.
Yeah, take a look in the shach and you're dalin. Okay, Yeshom and Dalamicha Tchanan in Mizarv Isalach. Come with the Davka Shinskarv Isalach Beheta Yavesh Kamin Chanan Mitam Chashivus. Right? Ke chatichas Isar Nikar. Again, he spoke about Nikar before also. Okay. The Rabbi Kiva Eger also in 45, right? And Sivkot and Dalad, right? Sivkot and, on Siv Dalad, right? Sivkot and Dalad. Mitam Chashivas, can't cover Mordechai, can't cover Mordechai. That's why he discussed what if the peace was not so choshev anymore, all right? But the Shach points out in Tezvav in 46, but we were both for Cholavay, Shach went for Afbalach. Both for Cholavay, we're Machoy Afbalach, all right? You're asking, you're asking that the Ran really makes the most sense, because otherwise, why would we ever extend it? Unless we go back to that Mateona son, it's extended because of Tom Kiko, which does apply to Shari Surim. So you could, but they're going to limit how the Tom will be. It's still, I hear what you, I know what you're thinking. You think it's a little
bit. Yeah, I mean, it's really just a reformulation of the old question of Me'echa Teisi Dechanan, this thing, anyway.
Yeah. Let me just finish around 2 minutes, just to finish up the last piece of this, and we're done with this unit, okay? Because the Ramah also said, finishing up Siv Dalad, Ramah also said, Then Lorminim Bishumi Sir Khatikanas is available. Okay. Vainlas and comments in Saritas within Khatikanas Vela. Kleanes and Relias Isa, we'll talk about that separately. Okay, Kle that got us, sir. And we don't say Khatikanas Vela the whole Kle, Lobin and Shishim Rak Negar Isa Shabola. You don't have to say Khatikanas Vela, you know, on the whole Kle. Okay. And the Shach says, what he means by Lor Minim Bishum Isa Khanan. Okay, by Ovish, Ovish, Klomar, Bain, Bibus, Vachal, Bain, Mishara, Isurim. El Olam, Kosni, Tosavachaka, Heter, that by Ovish, Ovish, it's going to be Mako. And that's based on a Mishnah Trumas, Parakes, Mishnah Vav. Okay, you have a, should be 49, it says 59, it should be 49. Saw Trumas, Shinofal, Apochos, Mimea. Trumas, not Nshishim, Trumas, Batal, Mea. Okay, so if you have a Saw of Truma that fell into less than 100, so it's not Batal. And then Nidbo, they all became now one mixture. Over there, okay. But the Bartanur writes on the Chachamim, we paskin like it has to be the same cheshbon. The Bartanur writes in 50, lo bein and meyas son connected kolos as social demur. Shenenach shevus kula truma less or chul and shneim doesn't ask for the second time, so to speak. Okay, that's all yavish for yavish. Right now. Tosis says, maybe it should be a raya for Ben Ephraim also. Back in our Tosis in Kufa Manalov, which is called Mesilko, the same Tosis. This part's on a Manalov. The Ein Raya or Benu Ephraim, Ahod, the Omar, Ein Amadum, Adama, Elifi Cheshbon, right? The original Cheshbon. The law, meaning Shiasa Kultuma, the Eshachalak, the Yavis, Abba Nesai, they believe it. Okay, there's a difference. The Tosis acknowledges that also. So there's no raya. All right. On this, and I'm not going to go into it now. You can take a look at it. The Taz, there's a comment here by us in the design. It's a long Taz. I only printed part of it. There's a long Likudas HaKesef who disagrees with this Taz, okay? And a discussion in the Pre-Gadim about it also. Maybe I'll say something about that because it's late, but maybe just to clarify the question of do we say Tre Mashu? You know, the Taz is the Yisod. We never apply Mashu twice. A Mashu can answer something once, but if it falls into a second thing, the Mashu can't answer it again. It can't answer something twice. And then the Kodesh says that is not correct. The Taz says
that? I mean, that's just a formulation of what Urbino Ephraim that said based on that Sugya on Daf Kuf.
What we said?
Yeah, that you need, right? The Tosfos Kasha, why do you need the Nosik time from the first Kasich and the second one? And the second one goes into a Tarobes and says,
right, but he's saying by Mashu, the original Mashu, the Chumrah, he's saying by a special din, according to everybody, that there's a special din by Mashu, that Mashu can only ask for something once. So therefore, you know, like in the second Tarobis, we're not going to say it by Mashu. All right?
That's straight from Tosos and Daf Kuf, right?
Yes, but again, Tosos says in Reno Ephraim, I think.
I mean, I think you end up having to say that. I mean, I think you end up having to say that for Rabbeinu Tam as well, right? Rabbeinu Tam, okay, great. Rabbeinu Tam, we don't apply Hanan to, right, to Shari Zurim, but still, you run into the question of why do you need No Saint Tam for the first Chesed and the second one, right? Rabbeinu Tam still has to answer that question by saying that we only ask for the first Mashu, not the second.
Right, the first, okay. But again, the Nafkamin will be like, there's a form of Chametz Pesa. According to the Taz, if chametz get mixed up in something, so the whole pot is also good. It's also mashu. But if that pot now gets mixed up in another one, so we don't say trey mashu lo aminin, and then the Kodesh HaKesef disagrees. Okay, we do say trey mashu. We do say okay, and a different. There might be a difference between bimino and so on. The bottom line is. Okay, the Rav had a beer. The difference between we have a shame tarobis and an actual tarobis. Or maybe if I get to it, I'll maybe say it again next time. You can take a look. It's an important, it's an interesting taz. It's a long, long taz, a long Likudas HaKesef. Again, talking about Chomesh Pesach when it's a Yavish, it's a Mashu Isser. So the question is, can you double a Mashu in a second tarobis? And I have the same Chomesh the second time. Okay, we'll stop over here. I'm sorry if you're a little over.
Okay, thank you very much.